531. If you're familiar with the song Love Me, you will know my next guest, Fia, all the way from Nanakuli, Hawaii. The popular R&B soul reggae artist is here in New Zealand on a South Pacific tour, and very grateful to have you and friends joining us in studio this morning. Aloha. Yeah.
Aloha. Aloha. How you doing, brother?
Very good, thank you. And should we introduce our other brothers here with us as well, Fia?
Yes, sir. To my left, if you guys are watching, I have my brother Johnny Sweet, and my manager as well as producer, Mr. Clanny Fitawi, and we're just blessed to be here in New Zealand, man.
Very good. I understand it's not your first visit to
second.
New Zealand.
Second? Yeah, second time.
Good, good, good. And for yourself, what's it like? Maybe a bit of sharing from yourself, because from Hawaii, and when you come to New Zealand, especially, I think, Johnny, your first time here?
Yeah. I'd say the weather, definitely something different. It's a lot colder, but, you know, we enjoy it because all these layers that we buy for photo shoots that we can't use back home, we can use it here in New Zealand to keep us warm.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
you can
very
never
good.
Use it in Hawaii.
No, that's yeah, too hot, man.
Now, in terms of your career, your work, can you give us an overview, please, Fia?
Yeah, so I started my career back in April of 2018. I released my first song, Come Around, and followed up by another single called Love Me, which is pretty popular that everybody really knows. So I released the EP back in December, and it's been a crazy journey for me and my team. A lot of hard work and just sleepless nights to really get things out, but blessed to have this team and can't wait to release more music.
It's a very popular scene, you know, when we're talking about Pacific reggae, especially in, you know, the Pacific region and that. It's a real great movement and so many great artists. For yourself, in terms of your career in singing, where did it all start?
It honestly started in church, like most of us. We started in church, you know, just singing in loku, and from there it just took off, man. I just always wanted to be around music, always wanted to sing. I knew I had the passion for it, so just it all came down to just chasing it and really wanting it. So having a good support system like my brother Clan in here, as well as the rest of my team, the Nisian Movement team, yeah, it just got me to really push to pursue this music career, and blessed to be where I'm at today.
Can you give us an overview of the music scene in Hawaii, you know, currently, and not just for yourselves, but in terms of the music, the, you know, Pacific reggae genre, and how big that is?
It's super popular. A lot of talented artists, musicians, a lot of people just releasing music out there, man. There's a lot of brand new music out there, and
there's a lot of people stepping it up too.
Yeah, for sure. And good teams out there as well, like Live Animal Studio, who's come together as a company to really pursue pushing artists to come out with music, and not only coming out with music but also help with
artist development.
And it's just a good team out there as well, so shout out to those guys, man, making it happy for everyone.
How hard is it for you when it's sort of congested in terms of breaking through and, you know, being able to promote your sound, your music?
Right. It gets kind of crowded at times for the stations, of course, and the music, but in all, we just support each other, man. Like, we're all for the music, and anyone that just reaches out that we can help, if we can help in a certain way, whatever it is, we just want people to just pursue that dream and don't put themselves down. And even though their music won't get traction at times or whatever it is, just we continue to encourage them and just push their dreams and continue.
Yeah, good marketing will give you the edge.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with social media these days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in terms of New Zealand, so you're here in New Zealand, tell us all about, gigs that are happening. We'll give details as well. The shows while you're here in New Zealand.
Yeah, so tonight we'll be seeing at the event center at Manukau. Doors open at 8. I'm excited for that. I got my brother right here, Johnny Sweet, who's coming as an open act. I'm excited for New Zealand to hear this guy, man. I've been talking about it the last time I was here with Samuels and Samu. I told a lot of the guys about Johnny Sweet and how couldn't wait for him to just be here, because he really needs to be heard out here. New Zealand's going to love him, so be sure to come out tonight and check him out.
Good. And other dates, are you going to be doing performances around New Zealand as
tomorrow,
well?
Tomorrow, we'll be at the Trees Tavern, Tokoroa, and then the 14th, Bar 2013, Hastings. But if you go on my social media, The Artist Feel, I got a whole flyer you can go check out. Shout out to Aotearoa Entertainment, Neo FM. You guys, thank you guys so much. Go check it out, man. The whole schedule, you can see what shows you guys can make. definitely want you guys to come out, man. It's going to be a good vibe.
Nice. Johnny, I need to ask you, and for our brother, your first impressions of New Zealand.
It was definitely the weather. We loved it.
Yeah, as soon as Hawaii, we stepped out, we're like,
Hawaii. I thought about meat pies.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought about.
I haven't had one yet, so I'm excited. I think we're going to grab one right after this.
No meat pies in Hawaii?
No, but even the KFC is better.
Yeah.
We ate KFC last night. Oh, yeah.
The meat is a lot
cleaner. The meat quality is amazing.
Oh,
it's too processed in America.
Yeah, we haven't even been here for 24 hours yet, so I wish we were so we had a bigger answer for you. But so far, we love the weather. We love the food.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Right, yeah.
We're going to get you to perform a track for us now, I understand. So what's the song, please?
This is actually a cover, one of my favorite covers. I love to do an old school song that was also done by At Ease. I'm pretty sure you guys know How Deep Is Your Love.
BG's.
Yeah.
Awesome. BG's. We'll hand it over to you. Thank you for your
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your life. Then you softly leave, and it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down where the ocean let us be. We belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know the dawn to my very soul. You're the light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think that I care for you, when you know deep down inside I really do. And it's me you need to show. Ooh, how deep is your love? How deep is your love? Oh Lord, I need to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Moses of Moses. No filter required, no auto-tune required. The wonderful sounds of Afia. Oh, man, so blessed. Mahalo, thank you so much for joining us this morning, gentlemen. And once again, for all of our listeners, tonight, Thursday the 12th of September, at the Event Centre, 792 Great South Road, Whitty, next door to Lone Star. Doors open at 7 p.m. And to get tickets, ticketspace.co.nz. Thank you so much for joining us this morning,
gentlemen.
Thank you for having me. All the very best for your tour. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.